There, let's get to Fargo City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, who I always enjoy having a conversation with. Commissioner, good to have you back on News and Views.
Thanks for having me on, Joel. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I know that you've been driving around like anyone should, and I know you've been driving around with all by yourself like anyone should right now, but checking out what the potential is for flooding or what you can do. Tell people what you saw that got you mad enough to give me a call.
Well, the main thing that concerns me, so I was driving in the rural parts of our counties, Cass and Clay, and I saw, obviously lots of farmers have drainage, and I saw the pumps actually pumping water out during a flood, and I didn't realize that would even be possible, and so that really concerns me, and I didn't even know that was legal. If I could make a plea right now, I would ask all the farmers to please discontinue draining your fields during a flood, and it's affecting their neighbors. Literally, the next farmstead over, they had sandbags and were pumping out their farmyard. So I just couldn't believe it, and it's just, we need to have that stop immediately.
I know from living out in the rural area and seeing a lot of what you're seeing that, and I've always believed this, Commissioner, that, you know, pumping the drain tiles in the winter actually helps the flood in the spring, that it gets the water moving before the water can become a problem in the spring.
Yep.
But have you spoken to anybody like the State Water Commission, your own engineering staff about it?
I have not, but I will be. And what I wish would happen would that the two governors would say that needs to stop immediately. But what I will be doing is making sure we get some legislation prohibiting drainage during a flood. To me, that's common sense, but to see that going on was so disappointing, and I couldn't believe it. So I appreciate you having me on. I couldn't help but think of the neighbors that were next door watching that go on. It was just it defies common sense.
Yeah. Let me ask you this: when you said you saw it going over onto the neighbor's land, have you ever checked into whether or not there's permits for something like that? Because I truly don't know the answer, whether or not, if a farmer puts down drain tile and starts putting it into the ditch, if he has to have a permit for that. I don't know.
I don't know either. But my main thing is, obviously, there needs to be some type of regulation that when it's flooding, which we're flooding right now, that has to cease immediately. And obviously, when the water goes down, you can begin again. But I didn't realize that was prohibited. I just assumed that it was, but clearly it's not. And so we have to change that, because that's very bad.
Tell me what the conditions are in Fargo right now. I know that you pulled in volunteers to sandbag. The last I heard, it's looking more and more like you're not going to use those.
So we're in great shape. Right now at 7:15, the flood stage is 28.16 feet, and so we're very pleased with how things are going. And we have, I think it was a great move to have those sandbags in case, like what's happening right now, if this would have been a severe rainstorm, we would have had that in inventory. And then on top of that, we can share those bags with the rural counties. There's lots of, like, overland flooding with farmyards that need help. So we're in great shape, and I would say we're very pleased, and we're very thankful it is in 2009 where we had to evacuate the nursing homes and hospitals. And just one more thing,
yeah,
we relied on kids back then for the flood fight, and they're all gone. And so we would be in a real pickle right now if we would have had that happen.
You know, I never thought of that. I didn't think of that until you just said it, which is you had access to them through the schools, and there aren't schools right now. Everybody's basically being homeschooled right now, so I didn't think of that. Couple notes come to you. Here's I'm listening and looking at, said a Fargo official that cares about Greater Cass County. This person says, I don't believe it. Now, it said, Joel, why don't you check with Ellingson Drainage Company? Another one, ask Pepcorn what the city of Fargo is willing to do when the city of Fargo is flooding their neighbors because of their big ditch that they're building. Go ahead, take that one, Dave.
I'll say what we've done. We've purchased, I think, over 300 houses. We have about 15 left. We've done a ton of projects over the past 11 years. And also, we're going to be handling more water. But like I just talked about, we can no longer afford to rely on emergency measures for the cities of Fargo and Moorhead. And this is a perfect example. We don't have the people to do the sandbagging, and we can't rely on that anymore. So what's happening right now is a perfect example of why we need permanent flood protection for our city.
Commissioner, this individual says, and you can tell that he lives near Sabin, he said, where did Dave see this drain tile pumping? It's not happening in Clay County. So where? Not happening in Elmwood Township.
Actually, it was in Clay County is where I saw it.
Okay.
And I, my wife and I were riding in the car, and I witnessed it for myself. And so I just think however it's going, that needs to stop immediately. And I would encourage the governors to say, especially during flood times, you can't be draining fields. That's common sense.
Another message comes in, Dave, says the farmers don't care about Fargo or anyone else. You could never get one of them to admit that all of the ditching and draining they have done over the past 20 years has contributed to the increase in flooding in the Red River Valley. So you connected with somebody there.
But it's your own neighbors. That's the thing I couldn't understand. How could you sleep at night draining your fields and your neighbors are fighting the flood 2 miles away? It was so disappointing. And so we'll be making some changes. And so whether it's me or the legislature or the governors, that has to stop immediately.
Somebody said, yes, and this comes from a farmer. Yes, we need permits and permission from downstream landowners within a mile. So there is that out there. Commissioner, I want to switch gears a little bit. You are a commissioner in the largest city in my listening audience. Fargo is a big metro, and it's where people migrate to. What is the city of Fargo doing with traffic in and out? I know West Acres is closed, another thing, but how do you feel that the city of Fargo is responding to this coronavirus?
I think the pandemic response has been outstanding, and I would think of no place I'd rather be than Fargo, North Dakota, to be going through this. We have three gigantic medical institutions in our city. We have the capacity and the doctors and the medical care to do this. Obviously, you want to listen to the medical experts and not politicians on how to attack this. So I think we're doing a great job, and I would encourage people to be cautious. And we're very fortunate to live in the area we do. Right now, I think North Dakota has three deaths, which is very unfortunate. But compared to other parts of the country, I think we're doing a great job. And so the only other thing I would like to throw out there is I think we should delay. We have elections coming up in June, and I think they should either be moved back a year or pushed back to the fall. But this is not the appropriate time to be having that take place.
I disagree in this sense, Commissioner. You know, we've had elections during world wars. We've had elections during a lot of things. The only thing I'd like to see changed is everything. North Dakota actually does a pretty good job of mail-in ballots, but I think elections nationwide should be handled by mail-in. I think it'd make everything easier in the beginning. Number two, it'd recognize what this nation's up against right now.
But this is just my opinion too, but I this is a pandemic. And so I think that first of all, like for a June election, all the, you know, usually there's preparation where you get to have, you know, the candidates present themselves, and obviously they're not going to have time to do that now. So that's just my two cents. I think it should all get pushed back because obviously we have much more important priorities at this time.
I had somebody who knew that I had run for office before and had knocked on doors before, and they said that might be the only good thing about this coronavirus is you won't see politicians out knocking on doors. Commissioner,
I can't argue it.
One last thing.
With that one.
You're an alumni of the NDSU football. There's a lot of people, the NCAA has even been talking about the potential of closing fall football season down. What's that going to mean economically to the community?
I think this is far beyond the importance of NDSU football. Obviously, I'm a former player, but this is a way bigger deal. Life and death and pandemics cast a big shadow over any of that stuff. And so to me, at this point, that's that's on a distant back burner.
Wise answer. Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me on, Joel.
You bet. When we come back...